Now, the National Screening Service Breast Check lost nearly a year of screening time due to service pauses during the pandemic, which has led to the two-year gap between screenings for women being extended to 3 years in an effort to catch up. Fiona Murphy is Chief Executive of the National Screening Service and she joins me in the studio now. You're very welcome, Fiona. Thank you for being here. So tell me a little more about the impact of the pandemic on our screening services.
Yeah, sure. And thanks for inviting me on. It's good to be able to talk to your listeners and update them a bit. So we paused screening back in 2020 when the COVID pandemic hit. And when we restarted later that year, we knew at that stage it was probably going to take us 3 years to do this round. So we invite all women between 50 and 69 in for screening once every 2 years. But for this one, it was going to take us three. So we're just about heading into our third year now. So by this time next year, we should be back to a point where our next round, as we call them, will restart and then we'll be back to 2 years. So it's been really tough. And I suppose what's good now is we're seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel on that. But I think it's important just to explain there's two services for breast cancer in Ireland. So one is ourselves, Breast Check. We invite people either into one of our four centres or into the mobiles that travel around the country. We've just over 20 mobiles. And all women are called in for a mammogram. So that's like an X-ray of your breast. And that happens every 2 years. And roughly about for every 1,000 women we see, there'll be about 7 where they'll have an abnormality that we'll find. If, on the other hand, you've got a symptom, so if there's something you're worried about, if you find a lump in your breast or under your arm, or there's a change to the appearance or the size or the shape, or anything else that I suppose is not normal for you, you would then go to your GP and you get referred into the rapid access breast clinics. So they're in all 8 of the cancer centres around the country, and that's very fast. So normally, if it's urgent, you'll be seen well within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, and it's just important to separate out the difference between them, because for people who are well and are coming for normal screening, the majority of people will go away with nothing to worry about and they'll just get a mammogram. Whereas if you come because you've got a symptom, you get what we call a triple assessment. So you get a mammogram, an ultrasound and a clinical exam. And for those patients, for every 1,000 that are seen, it'll be roughly 100 that are will have something, some abnormality to be investigated further. So when COVID hit originally, in screening, we were inviting all the people in who were otherwise well, bringing them in potentially to an environment where they could get COVID. And for the symptomatic route, we were worried that that might slow down with the amount of COVID that the hospitals were dealing with. So at the time, we moved all of our screening services in to help out symptomatic. And I think that largely worked at the time. We won't know for sure for another few years, but certainly for 2020, some of the reports that were coming out were showing we were finding more or less the same number of cancers as we would have expected.
What does that say about the screening service then? You know, if you were finding more when you were using the service which was targeting symptomatic people?
Well, I suppose it's that if you find people through, you're going to find more through symptomatic. We always do. So about a third of our cancers are found through screening and about 2/3 through symptomatic. And by putting, like, we have a much bigger resource in screening services because we see hundreds and thousands of women every year. And so by concentrating all that effort onto symptomatic, we were able to make sure for that period of that year, we were able to find almost the same amount of cancers. But that's not a sustainable thing to do for every year. So we're back. We went back in October 2020, back to if you've got symptoms, you go down the symptomatic route. And if you're otherwise well, you come in for screening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been flat out since then trying to catch up. And I guess one of the things that has really helped in that period of time is that in the past, women may have been given an appointment and maybe didn't turn up or maybe forgot to tell us, or we'd have empty slots during the day. Whereas we've put in a text messaging system asking people, reminding them when their appointment is coming, asking them to let us know if they can't come, and making sure we don't have any empty slots. So I suppose we're using what bit of spare capacity might have been there in the past to systematically get through everybody, and we'll keep that. That's been one of the benefits of, if there is any benefit in COVID, that's been one of
a little
them
that, system change.
Yeah,
but lack of radiologists then, that's a big problem for you, isn't it?
It is, not just for us. Radiology is a is a specialty that's in shortage right across the globe, and radiology does a wide range of testing, not just for breast screening, obviously, but and that number volume of testing has gone up across the country for diagnosis in all specialties. For us, we know we don't have enough breast radiologists just now. We're out recruiting in all four units.
Can you give me a number on how many you need?
So at the moment, we need another four. So we need another one in each of those units. And then we've put in another funding bid for a further four next year. And that's kind of for two reasons. One is, just to stand still, the number of women in Ireland between 50 and 69 is growing every year.
Yeah.
So there's a 3% increase, and that's likely to keep going for a while yet. So just to stand still, we need a bit more. But we also know that there's other things coming. So people are interested in either reducing the age range or increasing the age range at the other end. People are looking at new equipment, which will be better but takes more time. So we're trying to future-proof, I suppose, as much as catch up on where we are now.
What's your own sense of the age range currently, and whether it should change? Should you be screening younger women?
Possibly. So we certainly, down to maybe mid-40s, there could be a case for screening younger. We now have the National Screening Advisory Committee that assesses all new screening programs or all major changes to any of the existing ones. And they put out a call at the end of last year asking for applications for change. And we put one in to ask for an assessment of going down to 45. So we think there's probably enough evidence coming. It's not terribly straightforward to do that. That's a huge number of women, so we'd need enough space and staff to be able to do it. But also, mammography isn't so good premenopausal. That's why a lot of places start using mammography at 50. So it's still a good test, but it's not as good if you're under 50.
So if you were checking people between 45 and 50, would you need to do more tests?
We may need to. And that's one of the questions we're asking. So what age should we start? And if we start younger,
What do we need to do? For women who are listening to this who might be concerned now that this round is 3 years and not two, what do you say to them?
So three things. One, get yourself informed about it. So lots of information on breastcheck.ie. You can check if you're registered. Do we have your phone number so that we can text you and so on? And if we have you, we will get you. The second one, I suppose, is, and this is for all women, and actually for all screening, not just breast. If you have symptoms in between screening or while you're waiting for screening, don't wait. Go and see your GP, make an appointment to go through the symptomatic service. That's my biggest stress point always. We know screening doesn't find all cancers. So if you have any concerns or you have any symptoms, doesn't matter if you were screened last month, go back and be reassured and check. And the third one, I suppose, is, it's the least popular one, is that like a quarter of all breast cancers could be prevented. And so there are things that we can do ourselves to at least reduce the risk of cancer. So maintaining a healthy weight, having a healthy diet, reducing our alcohol intake, stopping smoking, all the kind of lifestyle measures do make a difference. So there are things that we can do. Unfortunately, we can't do anything about getting older. That's a given. But there are other things we can do. And there's lots of information around that and about being aware of, okay, I suppose what I mentioned earlier about what's normal for you. It's not normal for everybody, but
yeah,
being
but
aware
you notice
of
any
your
changes.
Own, yeah.
Just briefly, you mentioned alcohol there, and alcohol is a significant factor when it comes to breast cancer, isn't it?
Well, for all cancers, really, it is a risk factor for developing cancer and a range of other diseases. And certainly the increase in alcohol intake across the globe, I don't think it's just for Ireland, is worrying. And, you know, the advice is to keep to the moderate limits, have alcohol-free days, you know, watch your intake. Don't do wine o'clock like some of us are inclined towards. And it's not the most popular message, but actually it is something that is in our control, at least, and we can do something about it.
Fiona, thank you very much for coming in. And Fiona Murphy is Chief Executive of the National Screening Service on BreastCheck. Thank you very much, Fiona, for coming in. We'll be speaking to Phil Nihay from the INMO. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.